110 seats are up for election come November in Michigan's State House. 110. Divide that by two parties, and you've got the possibility of a 55-55 split. And that is what has been on Zach Gorchow's mind. He is the editor of Gongward News Service. Hey, Zach.
Hello, Zoe.
Okay, so this idea of a split Republican-Democratic legislature without a Democratic or Republican majority, it has happened before, almost some two decades ago, in a time known in Lansing as shared power. Is it really possible that we could see this again this November?
Sure, yes, it is. It is possible. I think just the way you have a current majority Republicans, 58 to 52. So a Democratic gain of three seats would produce a 55-55 tie. And there's so few seats that are legitimately competitive this cycle that you can pretty easily see right now a path for the Democrats to get to 55. And getting to more than that looks challenging, certainly much more challenging than getting to 55. So it's certainly on people's minds. You talk to people watching this, who watch the House closely, they say this really could happen. Now, this has sort of been like Bigfoot for the last 28 years. People sort of talk about seeing it or possibly seeing it, and it never actually happens. But it has happened twice since Michigan went to 110 seat House about 60 to 70 years ago, once in the 60s, although if my history is correct, I believe one of the members actually voted to caucus with the other side. So there was no shared power. But then the one that everybody remembers who was around then is the 1993-94 term, when it was 55-55, and you did have co-speakers of the House.
And quickly, what did that look like for folks who are saying, oh my gosh, could this happen? I mean, co-speakers, is there really no one party in charge? What would that actually look like in today's politics in Lansing?
So you also had committees that were evenly split and with co-committee chairs. But the way they did it was the party with the gavel rotated. And I believe that was done monthly. I wasn't here then, but I've certainly read quite a bit about it. So you would have, say, the Republican co-speaker would be up at the speaker's chair 1 month, and then the Democratic co-speaker would go the next month. So that allowed the, you know, one part or the other to control the agenda and choose which bills would come up for a vote. But of course, nothing could move or actually or pass without some amount of bipartisan support, even if that was only one vote from the other side. So that's what it would look like. You wouldn't have a total paralysis in terms of the agenda if they followed the same format that was used then. But you can't get anything to pass if you don't have a majority of members elected and serving, which would mean as long as it was still 55-55, you'd need at least one vote from the other side.
And for many political dorks, I mean, I do own the book Sharing the Balance of Power. There is actually a book about it, highly suggested if folks are interested in reading a little bit more about the history. But coming back to 2020, you mentioned that there really are few truly toss-up seats. Which ones are you keeping an eye on that we should keep an eye on then?
Well, so I mentioned three that were more likely to flip. So let's deal with those first. You have a seat in Novi and South Lyon Township. I think that one is a slight favorite to go to the Democrats, open seat with no incumbent. You have a seat in the western Kalamazoo suburbs, think like Portage, also an open seat with no incumbent. Democrats, I think, are slight favorites there as well. And then you have a seat in West Bloomfield, Commerce Township, and Wixom, I believe, where you have a Republican incumbent, Ryan Berman, but with the trends that are going on in Oakland County, I think that's seen as maybe a slight favorite to the Dems as well, though not to the extent of the first two. So you have those three right there. Where mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. These aren't locked up, I don't think, for the Democrats, though, you know, I think maybe in they feel they are, but they got to win them first. These are areas that two of them have never elected Democrats to those seats. So I'm always kind of skeptical it'll happen until it happens. But I think by and large, the dynamics favor them. Then I think the next two, which are the ones that are going to determine, you know, if the Democrats can win the majority or not, is a seat in Rochester Hills, and a little bit of Oakland Township in Northeast Oakland County. Another open seat. You can see a pattern here. There's a lot of Oakland County going on. It's all suburban areas we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then the last one is the exact borders of Grand Traverse County. So Traverse City and Environs. Another open seat. This one, I think, is a real wild card. The Democrats have a very good candidate Dan O'Neill, an attorney who's raising lots of money, came within a whisker of ousting the Republican incumbent 2 years ago. Candidate to candidate, I think the Democrats have an advantage, but the dynamics of this district still, I think, favor the Republicans. President Trump won the seat by 10 points 4 years ago. I don't think he's going to win it by as much this time, but he's also not going to get crushed. Like, I think he's probably going to get beat pretty handily in those other four seats we talked about, which is why the Democrats are in better shape in those. And you could have, there's a lot of those lower propensity Trump voters in this Grand Traverse County seat that didn't show up in 2018, who are quite likely to come back to the mm-hmm. polls in 2020. And it probably makes it a harder flip for the Democrats this time. And the way, you know, certainly the primary turnout, you know, there's nothing really to drive a lot of, there wasn't a lot of activity on the Republican side, but the primary turnout was not as promising for Democrats this time as it was in 2018.
Okay, that is Zach Gorchow, executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service here in Michigan. He has been dreaming, daydreaming, thinking about another shared power situation in Lansing. Zach, we are going to keep an eye on these races along with you through November.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.